Welcome, my spilled milk loves. It's me, your host, Kendra, IBCLC. Of course, you can find me at All Things Balanced Breastfeeding Solutions, where we love taking the stress out of breastfeeding and providing the help that you need. So today, we're going to do something different. So we're going to do a review on some products that you can have access to. I've been doing this for over 10 years, and I don't think this has ever been offered to the prenatal and postpartum mom. So I wanted you all to have the resources. So let's get into it. You hear that theme music? With us today, we have Ashley Georgalopoulos. Did I say it right, Ashley?
Georgalopoulos.
Georgalopoulos. They already know me. I'm famous for like messing up names. So she is an IBCLC herself. So she really is explaining to you how it is helpful to her clients. So she is over the Genesis Lactation. She's located in Knoxville. So she's not in the Chicagoland area. But if I have any Knoxville people, if you're in the metropolitan area, please make sure you go into GenesisLactation.com. You can also find that at GenesisLactation@gmail.com if you want to email her. What her goal is helping babies begin start with liquid gold. And we all know liquid gold is colostrum. So what she is going to talk to us about is the company Motif. Motif Medical has some amazing products, and she's going to break those down to us. So give her some air claps, people. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you so much for having me. And I just absolutely love the vibe and presence that you're providing for our moms here, because it's going to make it fun and informational. And I would have loved as a mom to have had these kind of resources and the display and platform that you're providing here. So thank you.
No, thank you. Okay. I want to dig in a little deeper to your background. Can we do that?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So when I Googled, because you know, I Google everybody. So when I Googled you, the first thing I saw was these really cool blogs. Tell us about your blogging for Motif.
That is my primary baby that I work with. No pun intended. Motif Medical is definitely my platform to reach a larger audience, a larger platform of moms to dive down deep into the nitty gritty breastfeeding topics that sometimes you just don't get. And by sometimes, I mean many times, you just don't get out of a breastfeeding class. And definitely when moms are looking for things postpartum, questions that they have, subtopics that they think about. So that is my space to break it all down, provide medically based resource information, backed by research, all of that good stuff. So it's quality information, but digested down that literally anybody can go on there and find an answer that they're looking for. And we're constantly trying to revamp and update new information as it comes in, new evidence as it comes in, and all of that good stuff. So it's definitely a passion project of mine to stay on top of those things. And one of the more recent things that we're taking on is, what if we just break it down into just like the lingo that we sometimes use when we say things like let down and cluster feeding and like all of these things that are sometimes brand new terms that we forget about are new terms to moms. So it's things like that. And I just absolutely love it there. So that's my primary thing with Motif Medical is the blogs and articles that we provide.
That's wonderful. I agree with the verbiage. We use it so often that we forget that new parents are like, wait, what happened? What is that called? What is that? So that's good. Yes. Tell me about some of these products. So let me look at the box. I got this cool box, guys. Okay. And I'm just going to show, like, you can't see me, but I'm very descriptive. So let's talk about the box. Okay. The first thing that like made me dance. Okay. And that's because I'm a big girl. If you don't know me, listen, this girl is thick and fabulous, and I do not hide it from the people. Okay. So I was most excited that they are now sending out, they're called postpartum recovery support garments. What? Pretty much what this is, because my family is from Mobile and Fairhope, Alabama. What they would do postpartum is get this big old band of fabric and wrap you around so you can get your waistline back. Motif Medical is now selling a whole product that you can just get, and you don't have to walk around banded up. Tell me about it, Ashley.
It's so easy to put on and take off and utilize. It's one of those things you don't have to have somebody to help you with necessarily. And you know that feeling postpartum when you just feel like your guts are just not where they're supposed to be. You just want to just put it all back up where it goes. Mm-hmm, you just feel like you're falling out all over the place. And that's such an uncomfortable feeling, but just, it's like a constant hug. And it just makes you feel supported and comfortable. But it goes a step further in providing a couple different options. We have some that just slip on, and then we have some that clasp on. And this was to keep in mind those who have had cesarean sections and maybe don't want to have to be rubbing and pushing and pulling over an area that's had an incision. They do have areas on the bottom to help you go to the bathroom so you don't have to take everything off. And it's just one of those things that it's streamlining comfort.
And that's Ashley, I saw this and I said, this is a postpartum Spanx kit. What is happening right here? My soul is happy. All of the big girls, my soul was so happy.
Right. I love that. it's going to help you feel good under your postpartum garments. A lot of us are still using, our pregnancy garments and stuff initially postpartum. And it kind of gives you that sense of, I don't have to, quote unquote, I hate this term, bounce back. It makes us more comfortable in the skin that we're in. And it encourages the sense of, it is a recovery time. So let's wear something that supports that, both literally and figuratively. And I wish I would have had access to this when I was postpartum.
Okay, now here's where it goes. Like, it kind of blew my mind because I had a mother that I was working with and I'm like, hey, try this for me. Let me know what you think. And tell me about the hole in the middle.
You can use this and change. If you're wearing any kind of padding or anything to kind of provide some postpartum support down there, you don't have to take the whole thing off. It's accessible. There's no zippers. There's no buttons. There's no snaps. It's just move and go. We need that.
We so need that in those parts. I love it. I love it.
We're just keeping it real in here. We have to be real. And
we have
and make it comfortable.
I'd say to all of my postpartum moms that I assist, I said, there are stories that we don't share that we probably should.
Yeah.
Because we get caught off guard, as you know, Ashley, like we get caught off guard. Okay. Yeah. If this is your first time birthing, if this is your first birthing experience, you go into the hospital very modest. Like you really think that only the healthcare provider is going to see all of your bits and pieces. Okay. Or as my grandmother used to call it, all of your blessed assurance. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
However, by the end of the stay, we have been desensitized to everyone, including our wonderful janitorial services coming in. Like, oh, you want to see it too? Like you're just desensitized. Mm-hmm. These are the things that people don't tell you about your postpartum journey.
And when you do try, they don't believe you until they're in the same position. And you were right. It went out the window. Any sense of modesty or desire, a lot of that just goes right out of the window. And it translates to in postpartum help too. When we're doing house calls, things like that, when we're helping breastfeeding moms, like, is it okay if you look at my breast or look at my nipple? I'm like, do you know how many I have seen? It is nothing at this.
There's nothing that scares you.
As long as you're comfortable, I'm comfortable.
Well, I always say, I go and I say, honey, you're so polite. Like you really asked with like so sincerely. It was like, is it okay if I disrobe? Sure.
Yeah. I mean, make my job easier. Sure. Go for it.
Let's talk about the next item, Ashley. So the next thing that I have a mother that I'm working with. She is in the Baltimore, Maryland area. And she has restless leg syndrome. So she was looking for some support because she works from home, compliments of COVID, and they haven't gone back. So she's getting these wonderful varicose veins, and let's just say she's not happy with them. So talk to me about the compression socks. Okay.
Well, they come up a little ways, but the beauty in that is it does kind of squeeze that circulation system back up in the other direction. There's a lot of settling that happens. And something else too that people don't think about is we're going to be doing a lot of sitting anyway. You know, a lot of feeding around the clock sometimes, pumping, all of those things, but especially in the situation that your friend was described, that really does add a level of the necessity to talk about these kind of compression garments. But it provides tension around the foot and up the calf. And we really need that to improve circulatory systems and make you comfortable. Because if you are going to settle, other things that you might be dealing with might be blood clots, things like that. Varicose veins are problematic in that they're very uncomfortable, but they can lead to other things too. And so this is another one of those things that you don't think about it. You don't think about necessarily until you're maybe in that moment. So being a little bit more, hey, these are some things we need to talk about, I think could avoid a lot of these problems. So these socks are doing it.
Ashley, do they help with postpartum swelling? We have those wonderful cute toes prior to pregnancy, and then they turn into little sausages. Does it help that?
It does. Swelling both pre and postpartum, during pregnancy and postpartum, it kind of goes back to that circulatory type stuff again, too. And especially if you've had any fluids during your labor and delivery process, you're going to retain some fluids from surgeries and things. You're going to have swelling that does not necessarily go away just because you've had baby. So during the last few months of pregnancy and those first few months postpartum, to address the swelling and wear those kind of garments are great proactive things that you can do, but also helpful if you're already experiencing problems.
This is something that's most interesting to me because the next product, I ended up having emergency C-sections. I went into the game thinking like, in the game being the birth, I went into the game thinking like, I am going to do this, no medication. I mean, I was prepared. I was ready. And my beautiful now 16-year-old daughter decided halfway through pushing her out that today was not the day. She literally climbed back in. Like, you could hear her feet dancing like, no, I don't want to do this today. And then she turned breech. And here I am, a naive mom. I'm like, oh my goodness, she's so happy to come out. The doctor is like, no, he sticks his whole hand in there and says, she's going up. I'm like, wait, what is happening right now? So ended up in an emergency C-section because they could not naturally turn her. But during the C-section, well, after the C-section, they would have these little like mesh coverings over the cesarean section. Tell me about the products that you guys offer for C-section
sure.
mothers.
So one of the compression garments that we offer that is very, it's going to come down low into the thighs and come up into the torso area, but they use these little snaps like you'd see on bras, just those little hook and eye type snaps. And this allows you to gently close it up and still provide that tension and support that you need in that area. Especially if maybe you're still wearing any kind of bandaging or the mesh, like you had mentioned, it's going to hold those things in place, but it's also going to prevent rubbing from still wanting to use those compression garments to keep those in place. I say this loosely, at risk for having a cesarean section, or you have decided to have a cesarean section, it might be good to go ahead and plan to get that type of garment, as opposed to the kind that just slips up. And then if you have had a cesarean section, or any other, indicators that you might want to go for that type of garment instead.
Tell me about the hydrogel patches that go over your cesarean section scars.
So the hydrogel patches, are something that is newly introduced. We have two different types, one that goes over the surgical areas and one that goes over the nipple areas, which we can touch on later. These patches allow the skin to still breathe and they don't stick. Like when you go to pull it off, it's not going to rip out any incision areas or staples or anything that you have that is in that incision area. These go on very easily and smoothly, and it's easy to clean and it's easy to apply. And we want accessibility with our products, so you don't always have to have somebody helping you apply these. We mentioned the wrapping earlier. It kind of goes back on that note as well. So it stays in place, but it does not stick to the skin in the way that tapes and things like that would. So it kind of complements the compression garments and the other things that we have used in mind for our moms that need those kind of items.
Let's go to the next item that was really like the number one seller. Sometimes when you are carrying multiples, or if this is an additional, your second birth, third birth, so on, you feel very much heavy, like your body knows what to do. And you feel that baby really quickly, and it carries typically lower in the hips, and your belly just feels so weighted down. So tell me about the pregnancy support band.
Oh, that was one of the original things that Motif came out. Very, very excited when that came on board. It's very adjustable and something that you can use to customize your own body and your own needs within that support band ideal. Other companies and other places have had support bands out for a while, but the common complaint was they only go up to a certain size, and at some point they become either very uncomfortable or they lose their elasticity. This band has some really strong Velcro adhesive adjustable straps. And the design and contouring of the shape of the band itself, it's not an exact ellipses or circle. It has contouring and dips that would mimic and contour the woman's body. That helps keep from it digging in, which was huge when this came.
This band has touched on every negative review that I have received about a support band. So that's why I saved the best for last. Not only that, ladies, gentlemen, parents, birthing parents, this band also is very friendly support. So their bands also go up to a size 16 and 18. That is really not common in support bands. Typically, the doctor would just prescribe two smalls to a larger figured person. So you guys have, just with that alone, have already sparked interest in a lot of birthing parents.
Yeah. And what this does too is it counters the feeling that many moms will get of I feel like I'm having to have a special accommodation for my size. And that opens up a whole nother can of worms too, of acknowledging the varying sizes of a woman's beautiful body. And that's the kind of trend we want to switch to, is countering that with acceptability and admiration for the varying sizes that we need to address.
The edging around this band is also so soft, which the other bands have like a little metal piece that comes all the way around the top part of it, which makes it more uncomfortable because it's digging in. The band that Motif carries is, it has some ribbing in it that's supportive, but it does not hit the top of that soft comfort band. So if you start leaning over, you don't have to worry about a metal piece sticking you so that you can have good support. Kudos to you guys for taking that much effort and time to really figure out how to make a workable band that is comfortable for multiple sizes. It literally gives you support in the area that's needed.
Right. And I will definitely take the kudos and credit back to the design team. We have a full team of very open-minded and willingness to accommodate the exact needs that are being specified in so many forums. But we have real moms on the team. And I think that's what has made such a huge difference in what kind of products we put out, because we're addressing exactly what we want. And instead of just what is easy to mass produce right away, what's been done, you know, reinventing the wheel, but making it way better.
That's good. Tell me about, you mentioned a hydrogel that the mothers, if they are nursing, which of course we are here for all of those that are breastfeeding, chest feeding. How can they get that hydrogel you were talking about? Or what is the hydrogel? Explain that.
So we have both new lines of reusable breast pads, but also the hydrogel nipple pads. And it's basically the same concept as the larger band for covering wounds. It's going to be absorbent to a degree, but it's also going to have that added bonus of not ripping off the skin or pulling at the skin. Sometimes we get scabbing and things like that we don't, you know, nipples get very sensitive sometimes. So it's one of those things that we can use it to soothe and provide anti-friction when you're wearing your bra and the nipples are rubbing that cloth. You know, we can cover that and then not having to worry about taking it off and pulling and making the situation worse. It's very comfortable, washable, reusable, and that's what we want. Very soft material.
How can they gain access to these materials?
We have a very easy to use website to go over all of the items and what they're used for. But what we are most excited about is the insurance tool. A lot of these items qualify for insurance coverage. So while we cannot specifically say what your insurance will cover directly, we have provided a tool for you to go and find out with our sister company to look into what your insurance will cover or reimburse within each of these products. And that covers everything from the pumps and the pump accessories to the compression garments and all of the items that we talked about in today's podcast. It's all eligible for many, many different insurance companies. And we're getting more and more on board to covering these products.
Amazing. Let me tell you, break this down. I'm just going to say it in a different way. Is that all right, Ashley? So simple this is. You're going to go to motifmedical.com. You're going to see the beautiful website,
exactly.
Really user-friendly. The second thing you're going to go to is maternity compression. Like, it's literally the second thing listed. Maternity compression. You're going to find all of the items plus some other items that we did not feature on today's podcast. The next thing you're going to see is support wear. All of the garments that we highlighted in this podcast is on support wear. So again, motifmedical.com, number 2, maternity compression, number 3, support wear. And that's where you're going to find all the tools and the links to figure out what your insurance will cover. If there actually is going to be a link in this bio as well. So press that link. You're going to see that information also on balancedbreastfeedingsolutions.com. And if you have questions, it's really easy. You put in hello@motifmedical.com. hello@motifmedical.com. All right, Ashley, thank you for being our very first featured guest when it comes to spotlighting products. I just had to get this information out. I was like, this thing is amazing. It makes me happy. To the point my husband had to tell me, no, honey, we're not having any more babies just so you can use products. I was like,
oh. That's such a mood. Like, Kendra, you've been amazing in streamlining this and providing a platform for these moms. I want to go back, and even though this is no longer applying to me personally, I definitely want to go back and listen to this podcast because you have such a fun way about you and breaking this down and relating with other moms. So thank you so much for having me on to go through all of this. And I think you're amazing at what you're doing.
Thank you, Ashley. Remember, if you are in the Knoxville metropolitan area, look her up. Hello, Genesis Lactation, Genesis in the Beginning. Oh, yes. Love it. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for all my Spill Milk loves. You know, I like this. I love you all. So like, share, tag, follow us on Spotify. We're on Amazon Podcast. We're everywhere. You can even go to iHeartRadio. We're literally everywhere. So share this love, not just with the birthing parent, but you can share this love with the grandparent so they can further to build the community of resources for the ones that they love. Till we meet again, I'll see ya. Adios.